All right, church, thank you for checking in. Today we are in Joshua chapter 19. We are looking at the territory of Simeon, the tribe of Simeon. This is a short little paragraph, 9 verses long. I'm not going to read the whole thing to you. Simeon, though, is a unique tribe. Of the 12 tribes of Israel, a few are noteworthy, okay? You got the Levites, they're noteworthy because they don't get an inheritance of land, and they're just distributed evenly throughout Israel. You have Judah, who is the clear leader and becomes the dominant force. Within the book of Joshua, Judah is not all that significant, but Caleb is from Judah. It's still significant. And then you have Simeon. And Simeon is an outlier in a lot of ways because Simeon doesn't really get their own territory. Simeon is the smallest tribe of Israel by the time of Joshua. And we're going to see today they did not used to be small. Something strange is happening in Simeon. The territory and the tribe itself of Simeon is weird. There's something going on, and they're almost going extinct, it seems like, okay? But let me show you this. Joshua 19, the second lot, verse 1, came out for Simeon, who was the tribe of the people, for the tribe of the people of Simeon, according to their clans, and their inheritance was in the midst of the inheritance of the people of Judah. So then it's going to list a bunch of cities and places. The tribe of Simeon just inherits land within the tribal allotment of Judah. They don't get their own. It's kind of their own, but it's just within Judah. And it lists the cities, and the cities that it lists are cities that were already listed as part of Judah. It's the same place. It's not like the same name of a city in two different places. Same geography and the same name, same place. Simeon's territory is within the tribe of Judah. That's unique. That's not normal for any of the other tribes. Okay. And then it says this, it just kind of repeats it in a different way. Verse 9, the inheritance of the people of Simeon formed part of the territory of the people of Judah because the portion of the people of Judah was too large for them. People of Simeon obtained an inheritance in the midst of their inheritance. So Judah's the biggest tribe, and they got the biggest allotment of land. But it was too much land for Judah, and so Simeon being small just fits right in, okay? Now, why is Simeon small? That's what we'll look at today. Why are they so small in terms of population? Are they unable to capture their own land because they're so small? I believe it's both. And the reason they are so small is, I'll show you this, it happens in the book of Numbers. Now, the book of Numbers, you might not read very often, you might not be very familiar with. It is called Numbers because there are two censuses that take place in the book of Numbers. There's chapter 1, it leads off with Numbers, how many people lived in each tribe. And then chapter 26 has another census, and it's just all the people. And so the book of Numbers is kind of framed in that way by these two censuses. But the book of Numbers is an interesting book. It is not just numbers. It is not just add up all the people. It has, I think, a bad reputation for that. Really, the book of Numbers is action-packed. There's a lot of episodes, events that happen there that are really important. The book of Numbers is where the people of Israel came up to the border of the Promised Land and turned back. Big event. They turned back, and it's disastrous. Numbers is where Balaam, with his talking donkey, comes along and tries to curse Israel, and God prevents him from it. Numbers is where a guy named Korah leads a rebellion against Moses. And Numbers is where the tribe of Simeon goes extinct, or virtually extinct. We know this because in chapter 1, the number of the tribe of Simeon, okay, is 59,300 people. Okay, 59,300. They were the third biggest tribe in terms of population on the first day of the book of Numbers, okay? And this is, it runs a 40-year period, a generation. It starts out with a generation that's leaving, that's exiting Egypt, crossing the Red Sea and all of this. It doesn't tell that, that's in Exodus, but it's that generation. It starts with that generation, and it ends with the next generation. And that's why there's two censuses. There's the opening census for the first generation. That generation dies in the wilderness. And so the book of Numbers spans 40 years. And during these 40 years, this is remarkable what happens to the tribe of Simeon. Not remarkable in a good way either. Bad way. Simeon is the third biggest tribe. You've got Judah and Dan are bigger, in case you're paying attention. Simeon's the third biggest, 59,300. One generation later, 40 years later, their population is now 22,200. Okay, this is from Numbers chapter 1 to Numbers chapter 26. Just do the math. Their population dropped by more than half, a lot more than half. It dropped by 37,000 people died in a single generation without reproducing. That's how much the population dropped. Okay, that's crazy. That's a precipitous drop. That does not just happen of its own accord. We know all the other 12 tribes, we know their population. Some of them went up a little bit, some went down a little bit, some stayed very close. And then you have Simeon, who drops by 37,000 people in a single generation. Absolutely crazy. So something bad is happening in Simeon, to the point where by the time they're in Joshua, which would have been the same generation, Joshua's, the book of Joshua is the generation at the end of Numbers. That's the generation that moves in with Joshua. Now, Joshua himself was a generation older. He was the oldest man in Israel, he and Caleb. But the point is that these numbers that you see at the end of the book of Numbers in chapter 26, that's the population of fighting men that go in with Joshua. It's literally who they are. It's how many men can fight. It's 20 and up is what they counted as, capping at 50. So Simeon's population is in steep decline. I mean, steep, radical decline. You cannot lose more than half, basically two-thirds of their population in a single generation. That is unheard of. Obviously, something bad happened, something outside of the ordinary happened. And I think it happened immediately before. In fact, there's an event right before. In Numbers chapter 25, there's a plague, and 24,000 people die in a plague. And then chapter 26 is the census. It says, after the plague, the Lord said to Moses and to Eleazar, son of Aaron, the priest, take a census. So there's a big plague, 24,000 people die all in one shot. And then they take a second census. And here's the numbers. And guess which tribe is way down in their population? It's Simeon, of course. So let me show you this. This is in Numbers 25. It's immediately after Balaam is failed, not cursing Israel. They hire him to curse Israel. And he doesn't, because God doesn't let him. But then Israel falls into sin with the Midianites. And there's this episode, it says that they are starting to worship Baal at a place called Peor. And there's a specific man whose name is Zimri. The name of the slain man of Israel who was killed with the Midianite woman was Zimri, the son of Salu, chief of a father's house belonging to the Simeonites. Okay? You can read this in chapter 25 of Numbers. It is not a child-friendly chapter. I will give you that warning. But this fellow, Zimri, a leading household, a leader of the house of Simeon, is bringing in this woman, and they're doing things that are not child-friendly. And the whole nation of Israel falls into worship, and God sends a plague that kills 24,000 people. And then the next day, or very shortly after this, they hold a census. So it doesn't say specifically that these 24,000 people that were killed were all from the tribe of Simeon. It does not say that. But it does say that the leader of the bad guys was a leader of the house of Simeon. Okay? Zimri was a leader in the house of Simeon, a head of a household, of a leading house of Simeon. And he was the leader of this movement of wickedness and corruption. And 24,000 people were killed in one plague. And we know that the tribe of Simeon population dropped precipitously, unnaturally fast, and way out of line with all the other 12 tribes. Okay, so there's your background. That doesn't even account for it all. Their population dropped by 37,000 people, over 37,000 people in one generation. That only accounts for 24,000 of them, but that's a big chunk of it, right? So when you get to Joshua and they're distributing out the land, Simeon gets just mixed in with Judah. Okay? And now keep in mind also, this census in Numbers was the census of the men, the fighting-aged men between 20 and 50. So guess what happens if the age of the fighting men, between 20 and 50, guess those are your fatherhood years, right? Those are the years that you build your family up, age 20 to 50. Well, if 37,000 men die in one generation, fathers die in one generation, guess what that leaves behind? A lot of widows, a lot of orphans, right? And now they move in with Judah. So I believe this is why the tribe of Simeon virtually goes extinct throughout the Old Testament. They lost all their good men. They apparently weren't good men. Apparently they were up to no good. And there's a plague that gets them. They lost a generation of fathers. And then they move in with Judah. And what happens then? All these widows marry somebody. And they're not going to marry Simeonite men because the Simeonite men are all dead. Virtually all of them. They're going to marry Judah, whose population is increasing. And they're the highest population in the 12 tribes of Israel anyway. That's what happens. I believe that's what happened. It doesn't spell it out in detail, but it gives you enough. 2 + 2 = 4, right? You can put it together. That seems to be what's happening. And that's the sad story of the tribe of Simeon, who doesn't really get their own inheritance. They're just melded in with Judah. And they are going extinct rapidly because of wickedness and because of disobedience to God. And even that, like I said, that accounts for 24,000 of the 37,000 that died. So there's still another huge population, 13,000 more died. Maybe we could splice together. We know of other plagues and other times in Israel's wanderings during the Book of Numbers where people were dying. I didn't look completely into it. I found the 24,000. I thought that accounts for most of it. Maybe there's other ones that account for the other 13,000. I don't know. Point being, though, Simeon, the tribe of Simeon, put themselves in a mess by compromising, by worshiping false gods, by getting into wicked sexual practices with people they weren't supposed to. And the result now is that they, as a tribe, are virtually obliterated. In the time of Joshua, where they're going out and conquering land and everybody's growing and building and expanding the borders, Simeon just barely even made it. It's sad. So don't compromise with sin. Don't fall into sin. Here's some of your lessons you can learn from it. Don't compromise on this stuff. And God says, don't be unequally yoked. Get together with godly people, God-fearing people. That verse is not just about marriage, about being unequally yoked. It means joining together in partnership, building relationships. Build those with godly people so that you can be a witness to ungodly people. But don't try to join together what God is separating. Instead, be a bright witness, be a bright light, and allow your witness to bring others in. But don't you go out, all right? God bless you. I hope that makes sense here from the tribe of Simeon. We'll be getting into the tribe of Zebulun next time. God bless you. I'll talk to you then.